is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in space, where a billionaire and an engineer are about to open the hatch of a SpaceX capsule for the world's first ever commercial spacewalk.
I'm on the standby. We'll try to get some of the seat.
Their goal, to test a new line of spacesuits. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
They're not going to really float free of the Crew Dragon. They're going to basically float up out of the nose hatch, just above that hatch, for about 15 minutes each. Jared Isaacman's going to do one of these, and Sarah Gillis is going to do the other spacewalk.
Their mission was delayed for a few hours overnight. Tropical storm Francine is moving inland after slamming into southern Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. WWL Radio's Ian Ozan reports from New Orleans.
We've had so much rain that it's getting into our sewer system.
Plaquemines Parish President Keith Hinckley, his parish, and Jefferson Parish are dealing with sewerage backups because of heavy rains. St. Mary Parish OEP Director Jimmy Broussard says Francine's deluge is causing problems in the Morgan City area.
And we're waiting for the pumps to catch up.
Meanwhile, in Terrebonne Parish, wind is the major concern.
The head of the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a UN school in central Gaza that had been sheltering displaced families. The IDF says it was targeting Hamas militants who'd been planning attacks from there. A revelation from the Alaska Airlines pilot in the cockpit when a door panel blew off the plane after takeoff in January. Rip Rood tells CBS News she knew something catastrophic had happened, but didn't find out exactly what until after the plane landed.
The first indication was it was an explosion in my ears. And then a whoosh of air. My body was forced forward, and there was a loud bang.
She says she was in shock when she finally saw the hole in the plane. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is speaking out after former President Trump's false claim Tuesday night at the debate that Haitian immigrants in Springfield have been stealing cats and dogs and eating them.
The internet can be quite crazy sometimes. Mayor Rue of Springfield says, no, there's no truth in that. They have no evidence of that at all. So I think we go with what the mayor says. He knows his city.
Rock star Jon Bon Jovi's getting credit for saving a life by stopping a woman from jumping off the Siegenthaler pedestrian bridge in Nashville. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The Metro Nashville Police Department released video that shows the singer approaching the woman, leaning over the railing, talking with her before pulling her back to safety and then embracing her.
Bon Jovi had been filming a music video on the bridge. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The diver exploring the SS Wisconsin died. Rescue crews working off the Lake Michigan shore in Pleasant Prairie located the body of 72-year-old Patrick Kelly, a diver from Winthrop Harbor. He went missing while exploring the SS Wisconsin shipwreck in Lake Michigan. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says Kelly's body was found about 5 miles offshore in about 100 feet of water. Several pets were rescued from a Rapids Drive fire in Racine last night. At around 7, a massive response was called to a home on Rapids near Infocinos. A house was burning with both lanes of Rapids closed during the response. Neighbors ran to the home to bang on doors and windows to alert those inside. It's believed everyone did get out safely. We're working on learning more about a possible shooting and standoff in Racine late last night. The shooting was reported on Douglas near Hubbard with initial reports of someone shot in the stomach. A short time later, a standoff was seen nearby with officers apparently able to arrest a suspect. Details are few at the moment. Federal funds may soon breathe new life into Racine's Parkview Manor. That's the 40-unit apartment building that's been boarded up since a fire last year. The Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board has endorsed a $1.7 million rehab project, which would not only restore that building, but potentially increase its value. The project aims to address the city's affordable housing shortage by offering a combination of market rate and income restricted units. The full council is expected to vote on the acceptance of the money next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clements. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
Just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready just as last week, you know.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Our low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The opposite of the buffet is the Swanson Hungry Man TV dinner. A little taste of prison right there in your own home. Try the Leavenworth chicken or the Alcatraz meatballs this week. Every box of Swanson says Hungry Man on the box. I imagine they had a marketing meeting. They went, all right, we're not going to do anything about the quality. We're agreed upon that. So, which segment of the public should we target that could potentially even choke this pig food down? What about hungry men that are broke, alone, and starving? Taste is the least of their problems. But it's an honest product. It's TV dinner. They're telling you, TV dinner. Stare at the screen and chew. Do not look down. Eyes front. Grind it out! Swanson. Why don't they call it Swan Song? My life is over. Thank you very much.
Chantry's Keep On Dancing 609 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And we're going to talk this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. We have Veridiana Rocha from the Racine Public Library and Luna Ravenwolf. And you are from the organization, is it Belief?
Yep.
And not Believe, but Belief, L-E-A-F. Before we get to Luna, we have a bunch of things going on at the library. And is this the main topic here?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that. Luna, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here this morning. What are we talking about here, the Safe With Me program?
Yes, my name is Luna Ravenwolf, and I'm here from Belief Survivors. I'm the outreach advocate, and I've been with the Belief for 3 years now, and we have planned this conference. It's our first one. It's the LGBT Safety Planning Conference. We have a couple different organizations from the community. The library is collaborating. Unspoken is collaborating. Vivant Health, the LGBT Center. So it's going to be a great event. We're going to have, it's like a half day conference. So we're going to have different informative sessions along with HIV testing for the community.
This is all at the library. Where in the library?
On the second floor.
So everything's happening on the second floor at that library.
That's where our family programs, because of the community room, it's a good
size. Is that the room that looks like a luncheonette? Like a cafe?
If it's by the windows, yes.
Yeah, okay. There. Yeah. No, I'm thinking of the other one.
With the tables?
Yeah.
Facing the Y? Yeah, that's a business center.
Okay. Looked like a cafe or luncheonette in there when I drew.
I mean, it could be if the program required it.
Okay, so everyone's invited.
Yes.
It's free.
Yes.
And you have to register or not?
I would like people to register. It'll make it a little bit easier, but we're not going to turn anyone away.
And this is coming up Saturday, November 2nd, so they have plenty of time to...
They have plenty of time.
Yeah, no excuse. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Racine Library. And if you have questions, what do people do?
They can email me, lravenwolf@beliefsurvivors.org.
That's L Ravenwolf, like the animal, at belief, L-E-A-F, survivors.org. Sounds worthwhile to me. And, you know, there are so many things in this world you got to pay for. When you get the free ones, take advantage of it and all the people involved, because it's, you know, something that's important. We have a ton of stuff going on at the library.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of that now, because I have the list here and it goes on and on and on and on forever. Donation Day is coming up. Oh, I think we missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, September 7th. Wah, wah, wah. Can't, what's that?
I have a list.
Oh, I didn't get that list. I got this list.
I got a list.
Okay, let's talk about your list.
Okay.
Is it like my list?
I think I sent you an email with the list.
No, this is what you gave me.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. You give me what's on your list. I'll kind of find my list here.
Let me talk about the list that I have. It's officially the list for today.
All right, don't rub it in.
So, we have a Hispanic Heritage Month. Hispanic Heritage Month is officially starting this September and going on to October. We're doing a movie series. So, that's going to happen in the community room, that nice room that we have for a lot of our family and large programs. So in observance of the month, we're playing films to celebrate Hispanic culture. See if you can guess the film, right?
Okay.
September 18th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So Miguel is transported to the land of the dead, where his great-great-grandfather helps him reverse his family's ban on music.
Oh, wow. Is this a regular movie?
It's a Disney movie.
It's a Disney movie.
It's the name of a fruit, if you can call it a fruit. A fruit that has a juice on it.
It's a Disney movie.
Yep.
You know, movies is my number one hobby.
Yeah.
Give me the first letter.
C. Maybe you haven't seen it yet, that's why.
I don't watch a lot of Disney movies now. I used to as a kid.
Yeah.
All right, tell us what it is.
It's Coco.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Yeah. I remember Coco. All right.
Yeah. So that's happening
on
September 18th. I don't know.
I heard of Coco Puffs. Coco is chocolate.
Do you know if that's a fruit?
I do not know.
No, it's not a fruit. I was thinking bananas or...
Anybody that knows, let us know.
All right. It's Coco. And that's going to be playing. Okay.
Yeah. So last time I came here, I talked about chess with Ed Larkin,
who
is the organizers of Chessmates. the session we talked about is September 18th, same day as COCO, from 5 to 7 p.m. So Chessmates is going to be around, no specific levels indicated. All ages welcome, so drop on by. No registration needed.
Yeah, we talked about that, and if you're not a good chess player, they can actually give you a few lessons on how to play.
Yes,
because you know it's you got a horsey, you've got a little castle thing, and after that, it's real easy.
Yeah,
actually, I do know how to play chess. I'm not great at it, but I can't. I'm not one of those people that say I'm going to use the Bobby Fischer move from 1967. I'm not like that, but I can play. Can you play chess?
No.
That's a no. Luna, you play chess?
Yes, I can. I'm not very good at it. I haven't played in a while.
Oh, good. Finally, somebody I might have a chance of beating. Okay, good.
There you go.
So, yeah, Ed Larkin, yeah, he's a chess champion type of guy. All right. And that's coming up Wednesday, September 18th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the library, the community room. Yep. Second floor. It's all happening on the second floor.
Yeah.
All right.
So then we're going on to the kids programs. These can range from little babies to, I'm assuming, teens or tweens. But Lego Club is coming up on Saturday, September 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. This one's going to happen down at Youth Services at the Martin Room.
You know, and I will tell you, my next-door neighbor is huge on Lego. And I didn't see it, but he's always coming with Lego boxes. And what he told me, he's got a whole room in his house just dedicated to Legos. I didn't realize they were that big. And all of a sudden, everybody I know is building things with Legos.
Mm-hmm.
You ever step on a Lego with your bare foot?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Very painful. So now, how do you bring the Legos in or people bring their own?
So we have Legos. We have I believe the last time I saw two boxes of Legos. So we have any disposable. You can come and play with them. With this program, though. Caretakers are asked to be present with any younger kids, and then cleanup begins at 2:45.
Oh, you gotta clean it up?
Yeah.
That's the whole point of going to the library. Let them clean it up.
We bring the Legos. You just come with your imagination.
I know. My neighbor's got, he built cities with Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I had Legos as a kid, but they were just, I just built, squares.
You go to the Lego store, they have the packages of things you can make, and they have every single Lego you need. Those are $200 or less. Yeah. Yeah. Depending on the one.
It's an adult hobby now.
Yeah. It's a collectible. I feel like they're collectibles now.
Legos?
Yeah.
Little plastic things you snap in?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so that's coming up. The Lego Club is Saturday, this Saturday, from 1 to 3 p.m. We're going to take a break. We've got Luna here, and we've got... Veridiana's here. I'm going to get that name right one of these days. And more coming up for you. It's 617 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
621 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. We got sunshine today with a high near 78, partly cloudy tonight, low 68. Sunny tomorrow, high 77. Sunny Saturday, highs near 77. Partly sunny Sunday with a high near 78. It's perfect weather. Right now it's clear and 60 degrees here at Radio Park. 621, we're talking library and all the programs there at the public library, your public library here in Racine. Veridiana's here, and we have Luna here. So we're talking about her special program coming up at the library. Let's go over the list. I didn't realize how big the list was because I didn't print it out on my phone when I probably should have done that when I got the email. So now I'm reading it off my phone. Lapsit story time.
Yeah.
Is it people sit on people's laps? I mean, what is this?
So your child can sit on your lap. Okay. So it's just introducing your child to library or books with songs and activities with Miss Allie. Miss Allie is one of our librarians at U Services, and Miss Carrie, same there. So it's designed with kids, for kids 2 and under. So 2 and under, come to Lapsit Story Time September 16th. 10 to 10:30 a.m. And then from there, it happens every Monday through November 18th.
Lapsit story time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm it's going to sound strange when I tell you this. We have books at home we read. One of them is from a local author. And we read them. Carol Gianforte wrote a book. But my wife reads them to me because I like to have books read to me. I look out, close my eyes, and I could picture what she's talking about. She's a great reader, never stumbles, never goes, and I love listening to her read, and we have a series of books, and she reads them to me.
I mean, it can range from any age.
Bedtime story time.
Yeah.
At my house.
Yes.
Everyone's welcome. Come on. So that's coming up on Monday, September 16th. That's Lapsit story time, and that's 10:30 a.m. at the Martin Room. Where's that? First floor?
First floor, yep.
All right, preschool and toddler STEAM time. Now, I've asked every time you guys come here, what's STEAM? It's an acronym for what now?
It's an acronym for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be STEM, but then they added the A for the arts, so it's STEAM now. Well, I mean, you can still call it STEM without the A.
No, I'll call it STEAM.
So,
okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so that is for every first and third Monday of every month. This one's in the Innovation Lab. That's on the second floor, and it's geared toward for 2 to 4 year olds. So it's to introduce your little ones to STEAM, and then they do fun activities and explore STEAM stations throughout the lab. So those could be dedicated to robotics, simple coding, and other STEAM-related topics.
Well, that coding, when I hear that, I get very scared because it's programming.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
I tried that in school. It was so fluid that I'm like, yeah, this isn't for me. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, my end goal was to become a librarian, but I had to go through information science and technology. It was good for me to stick to a path. I'm like, I'm going to try coding. I did a couple of things, but never stuck to it.
unfortunately.
I'm learning the piano now. And I said to my wife last night, I'm learning some new songs. I said, I don't get it. Maybe this isn't for me.
Yeah.
She said, no, keep going.
Oh, okay.
And I just don't have that musicality. She teaches an 11-year-old girl and me. They're the two students. This 11-year-old girl is now with two hands playing the piano up and down, looking at the music. And I'm saying, that's an A. It's a B sharp. I'm trying to memorize the notes, and that's not the way you play the piano. So I understand what you're talking about.
Yep.
It gets complicated, the coding. And that's for preschoolers and toddlers.
Yep. Yep. Anybody can do it. Start it early.
I think I was learning to tie my shoes when I was in the first grade or kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, computers are ready at preschool and toddlers. Rough Readers, R-U-F-F, Rough Readers.
Yes.
That comes up Monday, September. A lot of things happening on Monday, September 16th.
Yeah.
This is Monday through Thursday, September 19th. What's that?
So every Monday through Thursday through December 12th, we have Rough Readers down at the Marn Room. That's at Youth Services. So this is for grades K to 5. Registration is required. You'd have to call 262-636-9217. That's our library number. For us to register you, we basically have a calendar and we just pop you in. But you can snuggle and pet a therapy dog while practicing your reading skills.
Aww.
Yep, at the ear of a non-judgmental canine friend.
Well, what is it, like a lab? Do you know the dog?
Each we have different volunteers coming, and each of them
Aww.
Is different. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you
no.
can pet them, read them, you know, just be there. Nice therapy right there.
I have a guy who lives about a block from us, and he comes over once a week with his dog. It's a pit bull dog, but it is the sweetest animal I've ever known in my life.
Aww.
And she comes over, and my backyard's fenced in, so she can run around and never get out of the backyard. She loves it, but she's powerful.
Yeah.
And she jumps on me and knocks me over.
I mean, dogs bring community together. I actually just Aww. Bumped into a coworker I don't see outside of work at the vet. So
what were you doing at the vet?
Oh, my dogs needed some.
Oh, your dogs, right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They needed a vaccine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought you were doing a cheap doctor visit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no.
Like Kramer on Seinfeld when he had a cough. He went to the vet.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's move on. We have, that's Rough Readers, and we have Tuesday Tales Storytime.
Tuesday Tales, yep, happening September 17th. From 10 to 10:30 a.m. Most of these are about half an hour, the story time.
So somebody reads the book to them?
So I will read the description because I actually don't know this one.
Okay.
Every Tuesday through November 19th, listen to stories, sing songs, and join in some easy activities with Miss Allie and Carrie. Wait, this is the Tuesday Tales? Okay, yeah. Yeah, so they probably read the story to you.
Oh, good. Then I'm going. Oh, how old do you have to be to go to this one?
So it's kids. Any age in kids. It doesn't have a specific age range like the others.
You know, I'll tell you, there was something I needed, a DVD once, and it was in the children's library on the first floor. And I didn't want to go in there because it looks kind of creepy, me walking around in there. So I asked the librarian, there's a DVD in there. Can you please get it for me? Because I don't want to go in there.
Oh,
these little kids walking.
At that kids section?
But, yeah.
Oh, it can get a little chaotic. I mean,
but it was creepy having me walking around in there. So
I understand the context now.
So I didn't want to go in there. So I said, can you please get that for me? I don't want to go in. Too many kids in there. And it looks kind of creepy with me walking around. One more before we take the break here. We have the Library Gaming Lounge. Gaming Lounge? That's not like gambling. Or is that like computer game playing?
It's any sort of game. I don't know. Maybe some games have a bit of gambling in it.
It's not like roulette and craps. We don't.
No.
All right. Yeah, this is Minecraft. And I'm so out of the gaming world. My daughter has those big chairs, you know, her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they play people all over the world on these games. And I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what this is?
So what this is that I suppose there's three steps to creating your Minecraft world. So step one is build a Minecraft world, basically. Just go and build your world on Minecraft.
What is Minecraft?
Minecraft? You don't know what Minecraft is?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I play backgammon, checkers, and
so
things like that.
That's the next best thing to Legos, I think. And what is that?
Is it a computer game?
Now? It is a computer game.
Right.
Yeah, it's... actually, you can buy it for different game systems. But it's a world... It's like basically the world Lego of, no, the version of Lego in Minecraft where you just have blocks and you build it, and then you have different supplies you can combine together to build a lot of other things.
I'm lost.
Think Minecraft. Or I'm sorry. Yeah, Minecraft. No, Legos. Think Legos.
I'm not going to that. Well, we're also going to talk to Luna again. In case you're just tuning in, Safe With Me is going to be at the library. We'll talk more about that right after the break. It is 6:30 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Let's check the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Stuart has the news for us this morning. Stuart, what do you have?
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The diver exploring the SS Wisconsin died. Rescue crews working off the Lake Michigan shore in Pleasant Prairie located the body of 72-year-old Patrick Kelly, a diver from Winthrop Harbor. He went missing while exploring the SS Wisconsin shipwreck in Lake Michigan. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says Kelly's body was found about 5 miles offshore in about 100 feet of water. Several pets were rescued from a Rapids Drive fire in Racine last night. At around 7, a massive response was called to a home on Rapids near Infocinos. A house was burning with both lanes of Rapids closed during the response. Neighbors ran to the home to bang on doors and windows to alert those inside. It's believed everyone did get out safely. We're working on learning more about a possible shooting and standoff in Racine late last night. The shooting was reported on Douglas near Hubbard with initial reports of someone shot in the stomach. A short time later, a standoff was seen nearby with officers apparently able to arrest a suspect. Details are few at the moment. Federal funds may soon breathe new life into Racine's Parkview Manor. That's the 40-unit apartment building that's been boarded up since a fire last year. The Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board has endorsed a $1.7 million rehab project, which would not only restore that building, but potentially increase its value. The project aims to address the city's affordable housing shortage by offering a combination of market rate and income-restricted units. The full council is expected to vote on the acceptance of the money next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
One piece of legislation enacted in the state turning out to be big savings for some of our Wisconsin dairy companies. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in Food and Fiber News on a Thursday. That story on the way next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
A bill enacted earlier this year now allowing our Wisconsin dairy companies to transport a little more whey per load. That's turning out to be big savings, according to Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballwig.
We've heard from a couple of different companies, Belgosio in Green Bay, who normally transports 240 loads a day, has been reducing by about 45 loads a week. Milk Specialties Global, talking about the same thing, that they are having 165 fewer trucks off the road each week. And Klondike Cheese Company up in Monroe is reporting the same kind of thing, where they have eliminated at least 14 inbound loads of milk a week and 10 outbound loads of liquid whey per week.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballwig, who, along with Representative Tony Kurtz from Waniwak, helped the legislation pass. According to the Wisconsin Dairy Products Association, the law extends the current allowance for hauling fluid milk to all fluid products, allowing up to 98,000 pounds over 6 axles. Wisconsin Dairy Products Association says that not only enhances road safety by distributing weight effectively, it also reduces fuel consumption and carbon emissions significantly.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm, learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
And Terry Costello from Waupun has been named the new executive director of the Wisconsin FFA Alumni and Supporters. Costello was the agriculture instructor in Waupun for 27 years before retiring this spring. She takes over her duties following executive director Cheryl Steinbach and interim director Grant Stajic. For more, go to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Our low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I wish I was crazy. Crazy people don't worry about any of this stuff. Don't you see crazy people? They enjoy their lives so much more than we do. There's a guy in my neighborhood, spray paints his car all these different colors, fills the inside up with empty Coke bottles. He drives in there, he climbs in there and drives around. His head looks like a hairy prize inside a gumball machine. What's on his calendar? I bet it's a lot more fun than yours. You wake up in the morning, oh, I gotta go to the bank. He's like, I need more Coke bottles for my rocket ship. Busy, busy day. I get those guys. I really do, because they basically look around at life and they're like, all right, look, life is a game. I obviously have no chance of winning this game. I quit. You get dressed up and go to work every day? I put peanut butter on my lips and talk to squirrels. When I was younger, I used to see the crazy guy outside in an open robe and slippers yelling at the sky. You know, I used to think, how the hell does that happen? Now I'm like, I can see it. Right? Because I walk around my own place that way. The only difference between us, I haven't gone outside yet. And I think we're all just three really bad days in a row from taking it outside. Three miserable days. Lose your lover, lose your money. Third day wouldn't even take much. Just a little deodorant on the outside of your shirt. Ba-boom.
Okay, we have Viridiana Rocha here from the Racine Public Library and Luna Ravenwolf from the... Get close to that. I want to hear everything you have to say. Get close to that microphone. Now, Luna's here with the kids. When you were little, did they call you a lunatic?
No.
Oh, they didn't? Okay. Because if I was little, I probably would have done that mean thing. But no, kids didn't. Okay. I just wondered, because kids can be really nasty. And once they latch on to somebody with a weakness, they don't.
I mean, just look at my name.
Yeah, I know. Once they latch on, they don't let go. Luna's here because there's a program called Safe With Me. Now, you actually belong to Belief, L-E-A-F. And tell me about the organization before we talk about the program coming up.
Yes. So Belief Survivors is the organization that works with sexual assault survivors. So we work to lift, empower, advocate for, and fight for survivors of sexual assault. We also work to prevent child abuse and neglect. We have two different programs under Belief. So we have the SAS program, which is for sexual assault survivors, and we have the SCAN program, which is Stop Child Abuse and Neglect.
That's a real touchy subject, sexual assault, because that messes with people's heads. It's physical, but it's really mental.
Yes.
Because people, you know, I watch enough Datelines to know in 2020s that when somebody's sexually assaulted, it's not, you know, they put a Band-Aid on and it's done. It lasts forever. Yeah. And that's a horrible thing to have to go through. You got one life. And now you're sitting there in terror and panic your entire life. I mean, I've never been a victim of a crime. My brother has. He had his first wife was murdered, and his second son was killed. And he's just, I mean, I don't know how we ever lived with something like that. It's a horrible thing to have to go through. But when you're personally assaulted, I watch enough Datelines to know these women never get over it. I mean, it's just there for life. And when they have to address In the victim impact statement in the court, they say, you know, you broke my arm, but you ruined my life. And it's a horrible thing to have to go through. So how do you help these people?
We have a couple different things we do. We show up at the hospital when people come in who have been sexually assaulted as an advocate to be with them for the process if they want us there. We do legal advocacy. So like when they're giving the victim a statement, we're able to go and be there with them for that if they'd like us to. or if they would like us to go to their hearings and whatnot. Maybe they don't feel comfortable going to them and they want to know what happened. We do that as well. We do education, trying to get things out there to try and prevent sexual assault from happening. We also go into the prison systems. Not only do we go into the prison systems to help people that have been sexually assaulted in there, but we offer something called Making the Peace, which is a anti-violence, healthy masculinity, bystander intervention type training to help people that are incarcerated not reoffend when they get out. So we have that going on at RCI and RIOC.
So tell me about the program coming up at the library now.
So the program coming up at the library is a safety planning conference for the LGBT community. So that's a community that tends to have more barriers. And we wanted to make sure that we had resources out there so that they were able to know what's available in the community and be able to have a greater access to what we have available.
That's Saturday, November 2nd, so you have time. Saturday, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Racine Public Library. And people can register by contacting you at L. Ravenwolf, and it's just like it sounds, R-A-V-E-N-W-O-L-F, L. Ravenwolf, at Beleaf, that's L-E-A-F, like a leaf on a tree, survivors.org. And if you have any other questions, you don't remember that, call the library. And
we're here for you. It's free. We'll have tables out there for Luna and the organizations to come and have their information and flyers. So if it's a little intimidating, always just browse, stop by, kind of see what it's about, and we'll hopefully help you from there.
And I found out what Minecraft is. You showed me a picture of it.
Yeah.
I finally figured. I had no idea what it looked like, and now I know.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll figure that out. Okay, we got family story time with Miss Gale. That sounds like Romper Room. When all the people on the TV show were named Miss Gale.
Yeah. So I think all our story time persons are Mrs. so far. And so it's Miss, M-I-S-S. I think it just comes with the
I know. Role. It just sounds,
it's inviting.
Yes. That's good. It sounds inviting. Yeah. So that's coming up on Wednesday. Everything's happening Wednesday, September 18th, 10 to 10:25 a.m. at the Youth Services on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
And musical story time.
Yeah, so this one is done by Miss Carrie. So they have different songs, instruments, and stories for our participants to come and enjoy. This is also kids and all ages welcome. And Miss Gale's story time is also all ages welcome, although it's geared to kids. So both of these programs, you can just come and see what they're about. So musical story time is from 10 to 10:30 a.m. and September 19th is the next one, and it's every Thursday through November 21st.
Talk Like a Pirate Day is coming up. Arrgh, I must meet you. I'm gonna walk the plank. Arrgh. What, do pirates really say arrgh? Arrgh. I always have them saying arrgh. They always have and they always have parrots on their shoulders. The parrots never flew away. The parrots were, and they always have eye patches. Like, there was an explanation on one of the comedy shows. I don't know if it was the one with Kevin James. And they said, why did they do that? And they said, well, they had the hooks. And on the right, and maybe they waved it around. They got their eye taken out with the hooks. I mean, it was Seinfeld. They were talking about
accidentally tripped or something.
Yeah, I think it was Seinfeld.
That.
George and Jerry were talking about why do they always have hooks on their arms, pirates? Okay, so Talk Like a Pirate Day scavenger hunt's coming up Thursday, September 19th. That sounds kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go all over the library and look for stuff?
So you can stop by the captain's desk at the youth services and you'll receive a treasure map. So you can scavenge the high seas, which is the library in this context, and find the clues that will lead you to the ultimate pirate loot.
Ooh. What are you giving away? What's a loot?
A loot is a prize of something that I don't know what it'll be, so you just have to participate to find out.
Okay, my house was built in 1914, the house I live in. It was built by a Lake Michigan sea captain. Now, you find that out at the Historical Society by going, and even the library, you guys have the old books. Mm-hmm. The old phone books used to list the profession of the person.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we had a 1914 phone book, and this Lake Michigan sea captain built my house. So we had a wall replaced about a year or two ago, and I said, maybe he buried some gold doubloons in my wall. Maybe hid his treasure in the wall. So they took the wall apart, and this is the original wall from 1914.
Whoa.
And I looked inside, found nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking of putting a treasure map in there that led to nowhere. So in about 60 years when they tear it down, they'll find this treasure map to nowhere.
Yeah.
And they'll all be, you know, running around looking for the treasure. But yeah, I thought maybe he buried something in the house and the walls. And
nothing? Was it just a project to replace your walls?
No, I didn't rip the wall down to check to see if there was a treasure. No, okay. We had to replace the wall. It was had a buckle in it. No, I didn't tear the wall down.
Oh, very dedicated.
Yeah, let's rip the house apart. I know there's treasure in here somewhere. No, it wasn't anything like that. Okay, real quickly, got a few minutes left here. The Library Gaming Lounge. This is the Minecraft.
Minecraft's
again,
where it's at.
Saturday, September 21st at 6:30. Tween and teen programs. All right, we get a little older here. What's this?
So teens and tweens also have a Lego club. Next one's Saturday, September 14th, every 4 weeks at the Martin Room. So bring your Lego. Oh, no, we bring your Legos and you bring your imagination. Again, caretakers are asked to be present with any younger kids, and cleanup begins at 2:45.
Oh, cleanup. I'll be out before that. Yeah. Okay, Racine, we're going to clean up in about 5 minutes. Oh, I got to go.
That's how you do it.
I wish I could help. And let's move down the line here. Yep, Racine Fiber Arts, Hooks and Needles. Is this what I think it is? Is this like a knitting type of thing?
So Hooks and Needles is for teens and tweens as well. So yeah, it's a club for knitters, crocheters, and other fiber artists. If you're a complete beginner, that's okay. You can bring extra supplies we have extra supplies to help you get started. And then homeschoolers and virtual schoolers are welcome.
Okay, just because we have a few seconds left here. Mm-hmm. Safe With Me is coming up at the library, and that's Luna, that's your program from Beleaf Survivors. And this is coming up on Saturday, November 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And registration requested, but not mandatory. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
And give us the website, the email address again.
It's lravenwolf@beliefsurvivors.org.
Sounds good. Well, a lot going on at the library. If you want to know everything, you can. How do you get on that mailing list that I'm on?
Give us a call and we can sign you up online. Otherwise, you can go onto our website and then just click newsletter. It should direct you to a page where you can sign up.
Let's get everything we're talking about on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's in big color. It's a big color thing.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. Okay, and the Racine Public Library website is?
Oh, my God, you caught me on the spot. Can someone let me know? It is racinelibrary.info.
Oh, yes, right. Okay.
I believe so. If not, just give us a call. You can come say, this radio person didn't know what your library website was. I'll take full responsibility.
Hold on. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Hold on. I know. It is. I don't know what it is. Okay. I think it's racinelibrary.info. I think you're right.
Yep.
Is that it?
My Wi-Fi is slow.
Your Wi-Fi? How can it be slow? It's in the building here.
I have my own personal Wi-Fi. I guess it's acting up just where I need it.
But thank you guys for coming in early this morning. 6 a.m. We don't usually have a lot of guests in here at 6 a.m.
RacineLibrary.info. I was right.
Your job is intact.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having us, too.
Viridiana Roach is here, and Luna Ravenswolf is here as well. Thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning. I do appreciate it. Good luck with the event coming up.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll promote it for you. And the library, you guys always have great fun and stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no reason for kids to be sitting home saying, I'm bored, I have nothing to do. There's always something to do.
Always something to
do. At the Racine Public Library. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. All right. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk programs at the zoo. As Simon and Garfunkel said, it's all happening at the zoo. That's coming up in a moment. 6:58 WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. Keep it right here.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, ah, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist to French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese, topped with vanilla bourbon icing, and sprinkled with cinnamon. Delicious! And for great fun, enjoy the O&H 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Highway 20 store. There'll be live music, family activities, photo ops, Kringle samples, specialty pizzas, and fun to be had. O&H Danish Bakery, Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hop on a captivating, crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheatre.org. racinetheatre.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you
Ricky Nelson, Traveling Man. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Plenty of sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. How do you like that, huh? Right now it's sunny. It's a beautiful morning. 60 degrees here at Radio Park. Hearts go astray. It's Carl Neverlasting Love at WRJN. It's the end of an era. Campbell's Soup is over, in name at least. They announced they're planning to drop the soup and rename themselves the Campbell's Company. The idea is they have a whole bunch of other brands and products now, like Pepperidge Farm breads, crackers, and cookies, Pace salsa, Prego sauce, Snyder's pretzels, and Kettle potato chips. To be clear, the name change isn't official yet because Campbell's Soup is actually a public company, and the rebrand will have to get approved by the shareholders. But you know what? People are still going to call it Campbell's Soup. They're not going to call it the Campbell's Company. It's not going to happen. It's like Twitter. Do you know anybody that says, I'm on X this afternoon? Not on Twitter. People don't change that quickly. It takes a long time to change. 657 WRJN local news and timeless hits. Can't help myself. Here come the Four Tops.